Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, more about food safety and the blessing boxes around town.
That's right. I know there's a growing popularity, especially across our district, to put blessing boxes in local communities. I know I hear more and more that they popped up in different areas, and I know these boxes are often found in places such as outside of libraries, churches, or food pantries, and they can provide some access to those who may be in need of food resources and other items, but they also can provide a easy way for individuals to make some donations and help those in their local community as well. Because those boxes are typically outside and can sometimes be subject to extreme temperatures, especially here in Kansas and in different seasons of the year, not all foods sometimes are safe to donate to those boxes. So if you're making some donations to blessing boxes, some good things to include or consider might be can openers and some other small kitchen utensils or items, dry foods like pancake mixes, rice, dry beans, or dry pasta, crackers, granola bars, cereal or instant oatmeal packets, individually packaged foods like fruit cups or snack mixes, and even you might even think about maybe potentially some personal hygiene items like shampoos or soaps or new toothbrushes, deodorant, laundry soap, toilet paper. If you do decide to donate some shampoos or soaps, you might want to remember to keep those separate from food items as well. When you're donating items, make sure that they're in a clean, well-sealed package to deter any pests or potential contaminants. And some other things to maybe consider, that there are some foods that may not be safe to donate, especially depending on the temperature outside. For example, food in metal cans, such as commercially canned fruits, vegetables, soups, and meats, are safest when the outside temperature is about 34 to 85 degrees. So if we've got some extreme weather, whether it's really kind of like we've been coming out of with the winter or going into with extreme heat in the summer, you want to make sure to check that outside temperature before putting those items in the blessing boxes to avoid those temperature extremes. Some other items that we not recommended to donate are those that are perishable foods that, for example, that require refrigeration, or maybe fresh produce if it's going to sit for an extended period of time because they can spoil more quickly and have some food safety risks there. You might also want to look at the packaging on the items that you're donating and donate foods that aren't past their best by, use by, or sell by dates, and also maybe avoid putting packaging items that are in glass due to the risk of breakage, as well as home canned goods as well for food safety purposes. If your local organization or business that's planning to implement a blessing box, some good practices include making sure that box is put in a location that avoids pests or ants or things that can cause contamination there. Making sure to check the inside of that box regularly to make sure it's kept clean and doesn't have food debris or liquid spills in there. Making sure that the foods aren't perishable foods that require refrigeration aren't placed in there for food safety purposes, and making sure that food items are not placed outside that protected box or left open to the outside elements, and the box can be protected from rain, snow, or animals. So if you have any additional questions about food safety or food safety and blessing boxes specifically, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826, or you could also visit our district's website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Some things to definitely consider. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zenick, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.